Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a beautiful kosher story. This story is about a little boy. He was about 9 years old. And one day he started feeling not well, actually on Shabbos. And his parents took him to the hospital and they did a lot of tests. And after Shabbos, the rabbi called up to find out what's going on. How's he doing? So the parents said, come over to the hospital, please, Rabbi. So the rabbi came over to the hospital, Rabbi Britsky, and they said, come sit down with us, please. The doctor said that the reason our son is not feeling well is because it turns out that he has diabetes. They were very upset. Of course, diabetes, Baruch Hashem, is treatable, but it's not easy. Because there's many things that a person may not eat if they're diabetic, depending on the specifics, the particulars, or they can't eat as much, they have to keep track, and they may need insulin on a regular basis or somewhat regular basis. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to take care of. It takes a lot of self-control, and it's hard. And the parents were very concerned, besides the general idea that the person has the illness, but also how to manage it. So the rabbi was speaking with the couple, and at a certain point, the father went off to speak with his son and to explain to his son the whole situation. When he came back, the father said to Rabbi Britsky, Rabbi Britsky, I have to tell you a story. You see, we started keeping kosher a couple of years ago. You had some classes about kosher, and we came to the classes. We were just kind of wondering about it. And we started to keep kosher after a while. Not perfectly, but, you know, at least in the home we started, and we've gotten pretty good about it. And when I talked to my son, and I told him, I began to explain to him all about diabetes. You have to be so careful with what you eat, and you can't eat this, you can't eat that, and you have to only have this amount, and you have to have insulin, and all these different things that he would run into. He listened to me, and when I was finally finished, he turned to me and he said, oh, I understand, he said. It's kind of like keeping kosher, right? And I was amazed, of course. I thought that he would be so upset and broken and, oh, I can't eat all the regular foods that my friends all eat. And instead, he just said, oh, I see. It's kind of like eating kosher. So, Rabbi, you see that you taught us a lot when you taught us about kosher food. You didn't just teach us about kosher food. You taught us about self-discipline and self-control. And I see that now that my son has learned that here with this illness of diabetes, he's able to take it in stride. He's able to not be broken by it. And I think that in the future, when he learns other things, such as that Jewish people only marry other Jewish people, he'll understand, okay, there's certain things that I can eat, certain things I can't eat, certain people I can marry, certain people I can't marry. And that kind of discipline, and that kind of self-control, I think will stay with him his whole life in many, many areas and benefit him immensely. And so this story I found to be very, very inspiring, very instructive, that when Hashem tells us that we can do something, or we must do something, or we can't do something, or we shouldn't do something, it's much bigger than just a do or a don't. It's really teaching us how to live. And this is a very beautiful example of how this little boy at his young age had learned one of the important lessons of kosher, the idea of self-control, and the idea of self-discipline, and he applied it to a real-life situation. So too, all of the mitzvahs and all of the Torah, there's many, many side benefits that come with it. It's not just that if it makes sense, then we should do it. But we know that all these things come from Hashem, and therefore, they're much more beneficial than we can ever imagine. And especially now that we have a very difficult situation in the land of Israel with the battle, it's so important to add in our learning of Torah and of doing the mitzvahs in order to strengthen all of the Jewish people, and especially the soldiers. We should have a quick and complete victory, and we are having many, many major victories in the war, and may we completely eliminate our enemies so that we can bring Mashiach very, very quickly. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.